Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from John 3, and our focus this morning will be on verse 3. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, again thankful that you have gathered us to hear your word, the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit to work through this word so that our faith is strengthened, and may that faith flow out in love toward others. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So every time Trinity Sunday rolls around, I often think, how do I take that abstract ideal of a three-in-one God that we believe in and bring it down to real life? Well, let me suggest the idea of restoration. Restoring things is a big thing these days. People are restoring cars. People are digging into junk piles at local automotive yards, looking for that one gas pump, the original one, so that they can put it in their car and restore it to the original. People are restoring homes. I mean, they're scraping away layers of paint and gook and cleaning things up. They're tearing away all the varnish on floors so that they can get this home back to the state it was first built in. Of course, restoration is big in the artwork and antique world, where sometimes a piece of art is just exposed to all the elements, exposed to time, and it's a very long, meticulous process to restore that piece of art back to its beauty that it once had at the beginning. Why do people restore things? Because they value them. They're sick and tired of looking at something they value covered with layers of dirt and grime and rust. They want to put something back to its original condition. You kind of get a hint that this is what Jesus wants for Nicodemus here in our text from John 3. Although Nicodemus doesn't exactly see it that way, no. Nicodemus is just trying to answer this question, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He kind of starts adding some layers there. He calls him rabbi, which means he acknowledges that he's an official teacher in the church. But he also says, you are a teacher that has come from God. So Jesus is not just any ordinary Joe Schmo teacher here, no. He obviously comes from God. And why? Because Nicodemus says, because no one else can do the signs that you have been doing. Everyone has been seeing these incredible, miraculous things that Jesus has been doing, like changing water into wine. And he just is trying to figure out what's going on here. But then Jesus, responding to Nicodemus, he kind of stymies him with some apparently random sayings. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In fact, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, you can't even enter the kingdom of God. And that Spirit is just like the wind. Nicodemus blows back and forth, goes wherever it wants. Well, that's the way it is to be born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus is just shaking his head with whiplash. What? Born again? I can't enter back into my mother's womb. I mean, look at me. I'm an old man. How can these things be? I don't understand. Why doesn't Nicodemus understand? Well, John, the author of this gospel, kind of places some subtle clues as to why he doesn't understand. He says that Nicodemus is a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. And instantly, you know who Nicodemus is. He is a keeper of the law through and through. In fact, he is going to obey it so much that he's going to pile on additional laws to keep himself and others from breaking the law. Oh, and then Jesus calls him a teacher of Israel. That means that he is weighing down his people with these burdens, putting a yoke on them that is crushing them. And the final clue here, it says that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Now, this was more than just a clandestine operation so he wouldn't get caught. No, this is the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. In other words, John is portraying a man who is covered with layers of titles of self-righteousness and fallen human wisdom and unbelief. And this is a far cry from the original human being that Jesus wants Nicodemus to be. And Nicodemus here is actually meant to be a representative of you and me. You see it? Do you see all of the layers that are covering you? Layers of self-righteousness, where we are convinced deep down inside that even just a little bit of what we think, say, or do counts something before God. That's why we label ourselves, or try to label ourselves, with these titles. I'm a good parent. I'm a good spouse. I'm a good child. I'm a good worker, a good student. I'm a good citizen. I'm a good Christian. And on it goes, piling on more layers. Layers of fallen human wisdom and unbelief, where we try to see the things of God, the signs of God in our lives. We're looking for them, and yet we're looking for things that he has not promised according to his word. And especially, we are covered with layers of sinfulness. And not just the external things that we say, the gossip, the slander, not just the things that we do that hurt others. I'm talking about the internal nature that we are conceived and born with, where we are curved in on ourselves, where we can't help but ask, what's in it for me? Where we are constantly dead in our sin and darkness. All of these layers are covering us, covering the original human being that God created us to be. One that's in a deep, abiding relationship with God. One that trusts in and lives by his word. A few years ago, I made my first trip to the Art Institute of Chicago. And wow, what a place. Priceless works of art, world famous, timeless. And yet, ironically, one of the very first pieces that I saw after entry was something that they had borrowed from another art gallery in France. And I want to show you this. Let's see if we can get it. There we go. The title of this painting is called The Floor Scrapers by Gustave Bottieri, painted in 1875. And it's a huge, beautiful canvas. It was just right there. And this is an actual photo I took of it. And as soon as I saw it, my first impression was this. Huh. Kind of reminds me of the Trinity. But it wasn't until I dug into John 3 that I really was hit hard by just how accurate a representation this painting is of the triune God. So first off, you notice that there are three men. What are they doing? They're working, scraping the floor, getting all that varnish off the floor to restore it to its original condition. And this reminds me of what Jesus reveals in his conversation with Nicodemus. He actually reveals the work of the triune God to Nicodemus. He reveals the work of God the Father in verses 16 and 17 when he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God the Father is working by giving his Son to save. But then he reveals the work of God the Son in verses 14 and 15. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whoever believes in him may have eternal life." So the work of the Son is to be lifted up on the cross and then lifted up again in his glorious resurrection. And then Jesus reveals the work of the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, in verse 8. "Wind blows where it wishes, you hear its sound, you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." So the work of the Holy Spirit is to give new birth, but not by entering your mother's womb again, not of any decision that you and I make, but born of God. But then I noticed something else about this painting. You see the three workers scraping the floor, but if you look more closely, each one is doing one particular activity of an overall work. One is leveling, one is scraping, one is preparing the floor. They're all engaged in different aspects of the same activity. And the three persons of the triune God are all engaged in the same work, restoring you and me to the original. God the Father is working to restore you to the original by giving you his Son, not to condemn you, but to save you. And God the Son is working to restore you to the original by being lifted up, by giving you his death and his resurrection for your forgiveness, life, and salvation. And God the Holy Spirit is working to restore you and me to the original by giving us new birth, making us born again, making us born from above, making us born of water and the Spirit, giving us this new birth in the waters of holy baptism, where all of our sin is washed clean because of the Son that God the Father sent. The Holy Trinity is working, scraping away all of those layers off of you, scraping away your self-righteousness, scraping away your unbelief, scraping away your sinfulness, and restoring you and me to the original human being that God created us to be. One in a relationship with God. One that trusts and lives by his word. And there's one more thing I want to point out about this painting. The three men are working, scraping the floor to restore it to the original. And the floor is not doing a thing. Floor's not doing anything there. The three men are working. They are doing all of the work. Just like Paul said, I believe that God, who has begun a good work in you, will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. The triune God will continually work in your lives to restore you to the original. God the Holy Spirit will work in baptism, continually bringing you the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. God the Son will continue to work through his word, where he will give you his forgiveness, life, and salvation. God the Father will continue to work by giving you his Son in your place. Every single second of your life, the one who knew no sin, who became sin for you, so that you might become the righteousness of God. Because that's the thing, brothers and sisters in Christ, about restoration, about restoring cars or homes or antiques or artwork. It is only temporary. Eventually, the dirt and the grime and the rust builds back up again, and the work of restoration has to start all over. But the work of the triune God is permanent. You have been born again. Every single layer of your selfishness, your self-righteousness, your sinfulness, and your unbelief has been and will be scraped away. You have been and will be restored by the grace and love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To him alone be glory, now and forever. Amen.